today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today is a special on the knowledge of Imam Reza alayhi salam.
I would like to say to my mom, I really love my mom. I really want to do everything for Islam, and I really want that my imam help us all mu'mins and mu'minas to become muttaqi and prepare ourselves for the coming of 12th imam.
I will ask Imam Reza alayhi salam, please grant me a permission to visit your holy shrine once again.
Assalamu alaikum ya Imam Musa Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum ya Imam Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum ya qaribat wa qurba. Assalamu alaikum ya ibn Musa Reza. Assalamu alaikum shams wa samus. Assalamu alaikum all stranger of tools. Assalamu alaikum ya ibn Musa Reza.
Today, Tuesday, is the 7th of Zulqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start today's program with a blessed recitation of Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 37, and then we'll be back in a minute.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون.
Our Lord, I have settled some of my descendants in an uncultivated valley near your sacred house, our Lord, that they may establish prayer. So make hearts among the people inclined toward them, and provide for them from the fruits that they might be grateful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed Ishmael to Ibrahim in his old age, he commanded him to settle that child with his mother in Mecca. Prophet Ibrahim obeyed the divine order and then he prayed for them. Some Islamic quotations denote that Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, "We are the Ahlul Bayt of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the remaining descendants of Prophet Ibrahim. That is why the people's hearts are inclined towards us."
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Riza al-Murtada. Al-Imam al-Taqi al-Nabi. Wa hujjataka ala man fawza. ومن تحت الثرى يا الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك.
Knowledge of Imam Reza عليه السلام. Imam Reza alayhi salam inherited the knowledge of his grandfather, the Messenger of God, thus becoming its pioneering fountainhead that quenched the thirst of those who were thirsty for knowledge. History narrates a great deal of his scholarly stances and intellectual discourses in which he achieved victory over those who opposed the divine message, excelling in various branches of scholarship with which he provided the seekers of knowledge and the thinkers of the time. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam is reported to have often said this to his sons, that Ali ibn Musa, your brother, is the learned scholar of the descendants of Muhammad. Therefore, you may ask him about your religions and memorize what he tells you, for I have heard my father, Ja'far ibn Muhammad alayhi salam, more than once saying, the learned scholar of the family Muhammad is in your loins. How I wish I had met him, for he is named after the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are concerned with a certain doctrinal discussions and dialects that the 8th infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam had with the religious leaders of certain religions. First, we find that Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam led his disputants and doctrinal opponents to express themselves and to raise their own questions. And then Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam never had any aggressive, he had no aggressive attitude toward his disputants. Rather, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, as mentioned earlier, respected those people, but at the same time, his reasonings were addressed to the contents of what was available in the religious books and scriptures. At the same time, we find that Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, in his modes of behavior, showed everybody that he was totally away from disrespecting his guests or, for example, those people who were over there, followers of other religions. He was a personality who was conscientious, and he knew well that those people who had come over there, they were certainly great religious leaders of other religions. Yet Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam wanted to show to them that academic ethics and practical ethics and practical moralities in the community of knowledgeable people, in terms of today vernacular, it can be said that, for example, in academic discussions, disputants are expected to, first of all, to observe moral and ethical perspectives and standards.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
Imam al-Ridha's acts of worship and reverential fear. One of the most prominent qualities of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is his devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can clearly see of this quality in his acts of worship, which represent great part of his spiritual life, standing, Allah-fearing, and piety. The Imam, peace be upon him, was the most Allah-fearing of the people of his time and the most obedient of them to Allah, the Most High. Al-Ma'mun sent Raja ibn Abi Zahak to Medina in order to bring the Imam to Khorasan. The latter went and accompanied him on the road from Medina to Marv. He has reported the following about his acts of worship. By Allah, I have never seen a man more earnest than him in seeking protection in Allah, the Great Almighty, mentioning him in all his times and fearing him. When he rose in the morning, he performed the morning prayer. When he finished his prayer and said the taslim, he sat at his place of prayer and began glorifying Allah, praising him, saying, Allah is greater, there is no God but Allah. O Allah, bless the Prophet and his family. May Allah bless him and his family. He continues these phrases until the sun rose. Then he prostrated himself in prayer for a long time. Rules of etiquette for visiting Imam Reza alayhi salam. Number 1. Recite the Ziyara Jama al-Kabira. The Ziyaratul Jama al-Kabira is, for instance, 6 or 7 pages long. If you have the available time, recite the text of Ziyaratul Jama al-Kabira. The Ziyaratul Jama al-Kabira is, for instance, 6 or 7 pages long. If you have the available time, read through it all. And if you do not, recite only a page or half a page. Number 2. When doing ziyara, remember whom you are addressing. When you are reciting the ziyara text, even if you do not know the meaning of it, remember who you are addressing the ziyara to. If you accomplish that, then you have accomplished a true pilgrimage.
Harun al-Abbasi would want to ensure that he would inflict as much pain and suffering upon the followers of Ahlul Bayt. A man by the name of Hamid ibn Qahtaba, otherwise known as Humayd ibn Qahtaba, himself was seen to be eating one day during the month of Ramadan. This was in the first stage during the life of Imam al-Ridha, peace be upon him, and the caliphate of Harun al-Abbasi. We are told that this individual would not fast and was asked, why is it that you are not fasting? He responded by saying, one day Harun called me to his palace, and when I went there, he told me how much my worth to you. The response was that I would do everything. I would give my wealth for you. Harun said no. He said, I would give my family for you. Harun said no. He said, I would sell my religion for you. Harun said, that's fine. Go with this individual who is my slave. Go to a particular place. This Hamid Qumay ibn Qahtaba goes to a place, finds 60 of the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt, known as the Alawiyin. He slaughters them all, beheads them, places their names on their foreheads, and returns back, fulfilling what Harun wanted him to do. And this was the example of the way in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt were treated by the Abbasids, who were full of corruption and had utilized their wealth for their own lavish and very extravagant lifestyles.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page, also our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode of Today's Special, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, ya Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, ya Ali Musa Reza.